USA Radio News.
The state of Arizona has sued the federal government to be able to keep more than 100 double-stacked shipping containers that Republican Governor Doug Ducey had placed to fill in gaps along the U.S.-Mexico border near the southwestern desert community of Yuma. The lawsuit comes after the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation sent a letter telling Arizona to take down the containers, saying they are unauthorized and violate U.S. law. Arizona is refusing. Ducey complains that the U.S. government is not doing enough to stop migrants from coming to Arizona, forcing the state to take action. The Pentagon has announced that it will assist service members and their dependents with some abortion costs, including travel and transportation, but not for the actual procedure. The measure will help members who may be working in places where abortion is now illegal. Troops' insurance can't pay for the cost of the procedure, as current law prohibits military and federal funds from being used to pay for abortions unless pregnant persons' life is at stake. Pfizer has announced that it plans to sell its COVID-19 vaccine for between $110 and $130 per dose once the U.S. government stops buying the shots. It is unknown when the supply of vaccines already purchased by the U.S. will run out or if Congress will authorize additional funding to buy vaccines. A former gynecologist at the University of California, Los Angeles, was found guilty on 5 counts of sexually abusing female patients in a criminal case. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced that it is investigating whether Mississippi state agencies discriminated against the state's majority black capital city by refusing to fund improvements for its failing water system. The announcement came days after leaders of two congressional committees said that they were starting a joint investigation into a crisis that left most homes and businesses in Jackson without running water for several days in late August and early September. Kevin Spacey has been denied.
Actor Kevin Spacey dodged a $40 million lawsuit after abuse claims from Anthony Rapp in a 1986 incident were deemed unprovable. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
College enrollment in the United States has fallen for the third straight year. The latest report from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center showed fall 2022 enrollment declined by 1.1% from fall 2021. Colleges may have had a hard time finding students who are qualified to attend after a recent report found that 42% of high schoolers who took the ACT college admissions test failed to meet benchmarks in English, reading, math, and science. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.